It's time for Lower Wacker Live for June 24th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. How you doing? How was your weekend? I hope it was the best weekend you've ever had. It was rainy, or at least a threat of rain. I feel like if there's one person who's phoning it in my life, it's the weather app on my phone. Like, I feel like it'll just say, nah, thunderstorms, and put a lightning bolt on it. And you just feel that maybe I'm the person who thinks that means it's every single moment of every single day. But I swear, every time I looked up and the sun was out, I went to my app and it's like, oh no, it's not raining anymore. It's ridiculous. Tonight, we're supposed to play softball, and it's supposed to be a showdown. It's Chicago Now. Those guys I don't want to get started. I got to go back. Last year, if you're familiar, and you are, I know you are, you're familiar with our recreational media league softball team. But last year, halfway through the season, I joined Chicago Now, kind of as a bit. They recruited me to come in. We were rivals. We were kind of, think about like, I don't know, Pistons, Bulls type thing. And I joined the Pistons, if that were the case. Or it's like Rodman joining the Bulls. That would be perfect. They did call me Rodman. But we never lost. Once I joined, we won every single game, won the championship, became a three-time champion. This year, I brought the GN team on board, and so it's sort of like a franchise, like or expansion team. So this would be playing them. They have yet to lose this year. So this would be a good challenge for the WGN team to go in and defeat them and put them, you know, a little psychology in the brain when it comes playoff time that they got beat. But I don't think we're going to play. I don't want to badmouth the Chicago Park District because they do great work, but it's not like they're out there with the squeegee. You know, they don't have... So I think the guy goes out there one time and he's like, oh, time to drag the fields. Oh, they're muddy. Oh, no one can play on them, and it's over. It's not like there's not a crew that's working hard to make sure that the Onion can play the Tribune tonight. That makes sense, right? The guy at in the field house is now like, well, I don't know what's going to happen. There's a lot of stress and debt. It's not the sod father. They don't need to get this one in. So I don't know if it's going to happen. But all right, let's get to the headlines. Alderman Willie Cochran of the 20th Ward sentenced to 1 year in prison for misusing campaign funds. His argument to avoid prison, it doesn't work. You can put aldermen in jail, but they'll still be corrupt. That was his real argument. Wow. Huh. Maybe he's right. Maybe you should force him instead to do community service. Or better yet, perpetually stand in line for open office hours at the local alderman's office, only to be turned away each time they get to the door. 3 to 5 years. What do you think of that? You know, something. I'll never steal $1,000 from the campaign kitty again. Father Flager is saying Yo-Yo Ma bailed on a concert at St. Sabina because of the recent Farrakhan speech. Also because Yo-Yo Ma played a completely sold-out crazy big show at Millennium Park on Monday and was like, do I have to play anymore? I've got cello fingers. I can only play the cellos. I don't know. Come up with an excuse. Yeah, Farrakhan. Perfect. Ah, my cello hands. The president put Chicago up in his mouth this weekend, or at least in his tweets, after delaying the ICE roundups in big cities. He then went on to say that one of the reasons Chicago's violence problems is illegal immigration. Is that true? I don't feel like that's true. Is that true? The president said it, so it must be true, right? While we're at it, can someone just fact check all the immigration stuff? I feel like I'm being manipulated. I can't figure out if it should be outraged or outrage at the outrage. I've lost complete perspective on what's happening. Can someone just, I don't even know who it is, but can someone come in, fact check the whole entire mess? I'm confused. Bernie Sanders is one-upping Biden's pledge to cure cancer if elected. Sanders says if he's elected, all student loan debt will be forgiven. What? I don't even have student loans. Maybe I'll run out and get a couple before this goes into, right? Maybe I'll go to night school, get my hair cutting license. I just feel like, you know, for the responsibles, for me, you know, and who had, well, I didn't do anything. My dad paid for it. But, you know, the fact that I don't have the loans, I feel like now going looking back, I should have got all the loans. They're just going to forgive them. I don't know. I'm going to get like 10 or 15 of them. Before Bernie Sanders gets elected, then he loses. I'm like, what? I'm stuck with these. The Lake County Civil War Days has been canceled after it was canceled already. What? This is such a weird story. So the Civil War Days, it's this thing that's been going on for 27 years. It's a reenactment, you know, for the Union soldiers and the Confederates. It's in Wakanda. And people start complaining recently, and not just this year, just in recent times, saying, listen, this is a reenactment over a war over slavery. There's a lot of things in this that are triggering and that aren't necessarily all kumbaya about the history of our country. I can understand that, right? And the head of the park district there, he agreed, and he canceled it. Then there was community pushback saying, don't you take away our history. And then he said, okay, we'll do one more and then no more. Then the people got mad and said a bunch of threatening things, and now the park's like, okay, no more. I love that concept. We'll do one more and no more. Good, because we're going to do this one, and we're going to just screw it all up. All right, then you're not doing it. Maybe think about that next time you put that Facebook post up about, you know, they tell me I'm going to die. They said I'm the third soldier to die, but I'm not going to die. I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to ruin the whole enactment. You know that's what happened. One rogue Confederate soldiers like, I know it's my job to die on that hill, but I'm not. I'm going to keep going. Jake, you can't do that. That'll ruin the whole Civil War days. Now, you know what? Canceled. Canceled. Oh, no. I was going to go. I wanted to go to that just to see. Because that's my big question. And someone can let us know this. But when you're doing a reenactment, I mean, do you have specific instructions? Are you like, okay, so count to 15 and fall down. And then you just sit there and you're dead for the whole time? Like, can you do rogue? Can you do anything? Or is there like, it's not like capture the flag, right? Because it has to follow what happened in the battle. So you'll get like a card and it'll say, in 15 seconds, fall down. No, man. And is there clout in that? Or like some of the guys who are really good reenactors and they go to the meetings all the time, do they get better gigs where they get to ride the horse? And like the guy who doesn't show up, they're like, Pete, you know, you didn't show up for two meetings. 15 seconds face in the mud for an hour. I don't know. The Rolling Stones are in town. Did they play Chicago on Friday? I feel like, I don't know. I guess I wouldn't have known from my Facebook and Instagram feeds, which reminds me, I need to purge my Facebook and Instagram feeds. There were too many Rolling Stones from the rafters videos on Saturday morning. Doing Satisfaction. I was like, I don't understand. Like, okay, you're there. That's awesome. That is not good media. That's not good content. You know, I'd rather take you with a beer in your hand being like, Rolling Stones are so fun, but you doing a video showing Jagger looking like a little ant and you just hear a distorted, you're ruining Instagram. Don't do that. That's not what it's for. Okay, where was I? They're back on Tuesday. The Rolling Stones now have to take 3 days, 4 days off to be able to do another concert. Jagger said some weird stuff welcoming Lori Lightfoot, who wasn't there, and then saying that he was sad Ed Burke couldn't make it. Okay, he's not in jail. Does he usually go to Rolling Stones concert? I'm confused. Is that just the new way that bands relate? It's no more, hello, Chicago! Now there's an intern that brings the paper to Mick Jagger. Yeah, what's going on in the city government? Yeah, this one right here. Let's do this Ed Burke joke. Yeah, I won't say Ed Burke's not here. Civil War days. Yeah, they're going to do Civil War days anymore. What are you doing? I love it, though. It's like when I went to see Public Enemy when I was in high school, and Chuck D spent the first 10, 15 minutes saying F the Tribune. I'm like, why? Why do you know what the Chicago Tribune is before the internet, too? He's all mad at the Tribune. I'm like, wow, he reads the Chicago Tribune. That's cool. And that was that was the moment I noticed that I realized I would probably not like the Chicago Tribune softball team because Chuck D told me not to. In sports, the Cubs split the four-game set with Mets at Wrigley. Some great fun yesterday. Not only did Javi Baez hit a homer off a Mets reliever, but when the manager was questioned about that reliever, the Mets manager and the pitcher started swearing at and physically intimidating the reporter. The question wasn't about why the Mets suck so bad. It was situational. Why the Mets sucked in that situation. It's different. And the manager got mad. Okay. That just goes to show you why the Mets are the worst. They're the worst. What a dumb team. The Cubs held court but gave up some ground this weekend. They still hold a half-game lead over the Brewers. The upstart Braves come to town tonight. The Braves are in first by a mile right now in the NL East. Watch out. The Sox couldn't hold off the Texas Rangers, Ranger baseball, who took 2 of 3. Somebody's got to lose, I guess. But the Sox are now 3 games under .500, 5 back in the wild card. That just keeps getting one extra game. After every series, there's one extra game they're back. They had a chance to gain some ground on the Rangers, who are half back. And now they get a chance to gain some ground on the Red Sox, who they play next at Fenway starting today. The Red Sox hold the last wild card spot. Giolito hits the mound in the series tonight. Does he? I think he pitches after Nova, so I think he's pitching tonight. But again, if he has another clunker like he did against the Cubs, do you start saying, maybe not an all-star berth? You know, 10-3 with a 3 ERA, maybe? I mean, he's got 10 wins, so that's going to get him there. All right. How about Zach Collins, huh? First start of the season, first official at-bat. He walked when he's pinch-hitting against the Cubs. Boom! 3-run homer. Then he went 0-for-4 on Saturday night, and then they sat him so Yonder Alonso could get some bats on Sunday. What? I'm not sure why this dude's sitting at all. Is he on an at-bat count? Is that what they do with rookies now? Are there rules that he'll get paid less if he doesn't play every day? Is he like a rule 5? We're always talking rule 5. Maybe this is rule 6. Once he comes up, if he only plays every other day, then you don't have to pay him. Is he hurt? Or even worse, is he disillusioned with baseball? Did he get up and he's like, I don't really want to do this anymore. I'm going to go get my hair cutting license. I believe this is the last week for All-Star voting. So go for it. I always fill it out. This is what I do with that dumb MLB. Because, you know, obviously you want the old school where you go to the park and you get the little ticker thing. I haven't been to the park and I haven't seen those things. So you go online. You're like, this is so fun, right? You can mix and match and the guy's faces. And then at the end, they're like, please give us your email. I'm like, nah, I X out. I do it every time. I voted probably 15 times. And I'm like, nah, I don't want to get MLB emails for the rest of my life. No. You know what? You can figure it out. It'll be 8 Yankees. We get it. Anyway. The Blackhawks got their guy in the draft. I will admit, I did very little research on the draft, but I did read a couple of mocks, and Kirby Dack, is that what we're saying? Kirby Dack wasn't on the list, but he's big, he's young, and after the fact, everybody likes the pick. So I guess hockey writers were wrong. I thought that was just reserved to football writers. Hey-o. They're always wrong in the draft. They get the first, and then they're wrong for every other single pick down the line. But I think the Bears are going to go with some speed on the out. They went with an offensive tackle. Every time. You're like, why do you even do these mocks? Anyway, the Hawks got Wilmette kid Alex Vlasic, who may or may not be the heir to the Vlasic pickle fortune. I didn't read deep enough, but wouldn't that be awesome? I mean, think about all the pickles you could get. Like, if he gets a goal, you throw pickles on the... There's a lot of pickle opportunities there. I haven't figured it out yet, but I'm on it. I'm on the case. All right, that's Lower Wacker Live for June 24th, 2019. Have a great night. I'll let you know if we play softball, but I don't think it's going to happen.